Thousands of bee colonies died this winter during almond pollination in Fresno. The Fresno County Agriculture Commissioner is leading an investigation to find out what happened. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich visited one beekeeper who's trying to rebuild hives after a devastating loss. Here's part two of our series on the death of bees in the Central Valley.
You could say Rafael Reynaga's honeybees were in the wrong field at the wrong time, but they didn't know it. His brother, a fellow beekeeper, was renting honeybees to an almond grower for pollination in an area called Reedley, and he was short.
He needed 200 hives from us, and the hives were in really good condition.
A few days later, his brother went by the orchard to check on the hives.
He told me, you better come over and see.
Reynaga says a few dead bees is normal. 15, 20.
But there was a carpet full of dead bees in front of the hive. And then I picked up a hive, and at the bottom there was like 2 inches high of dead bees, just moving, like dying, you know.
When you saw that sight that you just described to me, what were you thinking? Like, oh, maybe, you know, there was some disease or...
No. The bees act in a certain way when they are poisoned. They fly in circles, like in the ground. Spray kill is very easy to detect.
This type of thing, you know, shouldn't be happening.
Gene Brandy is president of the American Bee Federation and a longtime beekeeper from Madera. Brandy's clear. He doesn't have all the information, and he won't speculate about the specific cause of the bee kill. But he talked to a beekeeper whose hives got hit in Kerman, and he's seen photos of Reynaga's dead bees from Reedley.
You can see it's more than a claim. It's losses that they have experienced, and it's real, and it's a major negative economic impact on their businesses and on the growers, too. The growers are paying for good bees, and they got these dead ones that aren't going to pollinate one nut.
Brandy says it's key for the entire ag community to follow best practices so bees are protected while crops get treated. Fresno's almond trees are covered in fuzzy green nuts, so pollination did occur, despite the loss of roughly 8,000 beehives. Fresno Deputy Ag Commissioner Stace Leone is leading the bee kill investigation. Depending on the findings, Leone says some registered pesticides may need to be re-examined as far as their toxicity to bees.
And maybe there aren't any really good times to apply them. That's a possibility. You know, it could be that the window needs to be even shorter in the evening, that you have to finish by 6 hours before the next time frame bees might actively visit.
Back to Rafael Reynaga on a grassy knoll nestled along the foothills. He brought his surviving bees here after the bee kill in Reedley.
Does the smoke, does it make them sleepy or?
It calms them down.
After the bee kill, Reynaga cleaned out the stricken hives. He added brood from healthy colonies.
And I also put a queen cell. So let's see how they're doing. This one, they have the circle.
Box by box, he lifts the frames. He's still seeing a lot of empty spaces.
And these bees are not going to be making any honey anytime soon. So they're just recovering.
Reynaga reported his losses to the county at $100,000. He doubts he'll put his bees in the same place for almond pollination next year.
Even if I don't put bees there, I want these to stop because in the future, I don't want it to happen to anybody else or me down the road in another place.
The county investigation is ongoing, and it may be 6 months to a year before they issue a final report. Meanwhile, beekeepers face decisions about where they'll place hives next year. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.